Rotating with the wrong crowd, with moving with the wrong circle. So now what this person decides to do, he decides to remain aloof. This is something that is desirable in Islam, something that is encouraged, not that a person just moves with the flow, with the circle he's in, and now he gets carried away and he gets into haram. So the last hadith we did, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من خير معاش الناس لهم رجل ممسك إنان فرسه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu related, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that from amongst the best income of people will be a man who is holding the reins of his horse fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yatiru ala matanihi. This person jumps onto the back of that horse, kullama sami'a hay'atan aw fazi'atan, every time he hears some sound of war or some cry of fear, طَارَ عَلَيْهِ يَبْتَغِي الْقَتْلَ أَوِ الْمَوْتَ مَظَانَّةً. This person jumps onto the back of the horse, desiring either fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or getting killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أو رَجُلٌ فِي غُنِيمَةٍ فِي رَأْسِ شَعَفَةٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الشَّعْفِ. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that from amongst the best income of a person is that person who takes a small flock of sheep and he goes onto the top of the mountains. Oh, batanim min hadhihi al-awdiya. Oh, he goes to the valleys. He goes to a valley from amongst the valleys. Yuqimu salata wa yu'ti zakah. This person, he performs his salat and he discharges his zakat. Wa ya'budu rabbahu hatta ya'tiyahu al-yaqeen. And he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right up to that day that he dies. So this is what he does. He's not mixing too much with people. He's not intermingling too much. But he goes and he takes his flock and he moves and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right up till the day he dies. لَيْسَ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا فِي خَيْرٍ. He doesn't meddle in the affairs of people. He doesn't get involved too much in people's politics and affairs, etc. إِلَّا فِي خَيْرٍ. Except in those things which are good. Except in those avenues which are good. In today's new chapter that we start, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, he brought and he explains those avenues which are good, where it is encouraged for now for a person to mix and to socialize, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this insan a social being. Every one of us is a social being, meaning we have to socialize at some level. But in which avenues and when do we socialize? So this is what he explains. And he brings a chapter here explaining this. And in this chapter he brings no hadith. Often you'll find in hadith kitabs the style is where the author will bring, or the compiler of the hadith will bring a chapter, under the chapter he won't bring any hadith. So in his, he expects either a person will realize or recognize that he may have brought a hadith before, or he'll just indicate to one hadith. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah indicated to this ayat of the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Ta'awan means cooperate in good things, in birr and piety, in piety and taqwa. People should cooperate with each other. Now this word cooperate means that they have to work together. So that in itself means that you have to mix with people, otherwise how are you going to cooperate? So just by making ishara, by indicating to this ayat of the Quran, that you should be cooperating with each other in good, means you have to mix at some point. But for what? وَتَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You should cooperate in those things where there is piety and taqwa involved. Don't cooperate, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't cooperate in those things where there is transgression and there is sin taking place. So this is the chapter that he brought. بَابُ فَضْلِ الْإِخْتِلَاتِ بِالنَّاسِ وَحُضُورِ جُمْعِهِمْ وَجَمَاعَتِهِمْ. The last chapter we did was the desirability of refraining from mixing. Here he brings the virtue of mixing with people when the presence of Jummah is, the Jummah Salah takes place and everybody mixes. So here it is preferable, it is desirable, a person should go. A person, in fact, it is necessary for a person to go and participate in the Jummah where he mixes with people. وَجَمَاعَاتِهِمْ. And the Jama'at Salat, that Farz Salat, etc. Now he goes and he mixes there because this is something that is necessary. وَمَشَاهِدِ الْخَيْرِ. And those gatherings wherein good is taking place. وَمَجَالِسِ ذِكْرِ مَعَهُمْ. And those gatherings where zikr is taking place with the people. وَعِيَادَةِ مَرِيضِهِمْ. And where a person goes and he visits the sick. So here now there's some kind of socializing, but what? But for a good purpose, it means to visit a sick person. وَحُضُورِ جَنَائِزِهِمْ. And a person is present for janaza salah. Janaza salah also you'll find people mixing and meeting. So this person is going there, but for a good cause, he's going for the janaza. وَمُوَاسَاتِ مَحْتَاجِهِمْ. And a person goes and he consoles those people that are in need. Very often, just to meet a person who's down, it picks his spirits up so much. Sometimes a person is down, he's in depression. Sometimes he may have lost some more wealth. Sometimes he may be through a traumatic experience. He may have lost a family member. But just your presence there makes a person feel so good. You don't have to give a big bayan to. But just you being present and showing that support makes a person feel so good. So this type of mixing is encouraged, where a person helps and a person consoles those that I need. وَإِرْشَادِ جَاهِلِهِمْ A person guides those people that don't know. So as I mentioned before, guiding doesn't mean a person has to be an alim, has to be so learned. But just he got experience behind him. He's got 30 years, 40 years experience. All he needs to do is just share that experience with those that don't have that experience. Just sharing that experience also is a type of guidance that the person is giving. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصَالِحِمْ And he guides people in other matters that are good for them. لِمَنْ قَدَرَ عَلَى الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ For that person that has the power to do أمر بالمعروف, encouraging good and preventing evil. وَقَمْعِ نَفْسِهِ عَنِ الْإِذَاءِ And this person, whilst mixing with people, he prevents, he holds back himself from harming people. Very often a person intends to do good, but because of his tabiat, he's got a very short fuse, or this person gets very easily irritated when he mixes with people. Instead of helping people, now he starts harming the people. So now the person is mixing, remember what he needs to do? He needs to hold himself from harming people. Otherwise he's causing more difficulty than help. And the next thing Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned was sabri ala al-adha. When you mix with people, then remember everything is not going to be a bed of roses. Sometimes people are going to tell you something, somebody may do something to you. Then what you should do at that time, you should make sabr. Sabr ala al-adha, see how beautifully he mentions it. So a person is doing all these different types of mixing and socializing for a positive, good reason, but at the same time he's holding himself back from harming anybody, and if anybody harms him, now this person is making sabr. So now this is the style and the practice of all our ulama, sahaba, the salaf as-salihin. This is what they would do, and this is how they would mix. Yesterday we were in an ulama program, so Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Patel sahab, the Damat Barakatuh, he mentions that when he was in the third year in Darul Uloom, Azadul, then his brother, Hadrat Mullah Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, had written a letter to him. Now, he had written not just a small letter, he said he wrote to me a 5-page letter with nasihat in it. I'm just thinking to myself that today's time, the only time one brother will write another letter, will write a letter to another brother, is when he's sending a lawyer's letter. That's the only time he'll send a letter to his brother. But this was the love and muhabbat that he had. So he said he wrote a 5-page letter. In that letter had some beautiful advices to me as a student. And he says, up till now I regret, because when I was moving from there, somehow I misplaced that letter. So I got a very great regret that I didn't keep that letter with the beautiful advices. But he says, I remember one advice that was there, which was very clear in that letter. He said that, remember, in our type of world, we will have to mix with people. We will have to mix with the wealthy also. But never ever let it be such that we mixing with the wealthy so that we can benefit from their wealth. We should only mix with the wealthy so that there can be some type of benefit for their deen. We don't benefit from their wealth, but they may benefit as far as deen is concerned. That's the only niyat and maqsad, we should mix with the wealthy. So we never ever should be such that we mix with them so that we can benefit from their wealth. So that is how the pious people thought. So even when mixing with people also, the niyat mustn't be such that we have got our own matlab in mind. The matlab or the desire must be how deen can be benefited by us mixing with people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing sterling qualities in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.